Okay, well, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Leah.
Yeah, I'm excited to chat a little bit and just, you know, be here with you while you share your story of so much transformation and what the experience was like for you. Do you want to start out just by kind of telling everybody, you know, kind of where you were at, what inspired you to look for some support with your food sensitivities?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So I was diagnosed with IBS back in probably about 2005. And at the time, that didn't really mean a whole lot to me. I felt like that was really a, just kind of a Band-Aid term for, you know, you don't feel real great and you just kind of deal with it and life goes on. And so that's what I did. And I think over time, you just kind of learn to live with the way that you feel. I struggled on and off for years with, you know, bloating, gas, constipation, you know, just general discomfort, anxiety, acid reflux, and, you know, just learned to kind of manage those symptoms as they came up. I saw a GI doctor 2 years ago because I really struggled with some sensitivities to mainly like gluten when I drank it with alcohol. And I, you know, I always kind of wanted to know, why does that happen to me? And, you know, I thought maybe I have celiac that I don't know about and I should probably have that checked out. Or, you know, why am I always so constipated and that can't be good for me. And I'd like to not feel that way. I kind of had become to really dislike the area between my belly button and the top of, you know, my thighs.
Yes,
I just, you know, hated that part of my body. And so I went to the GI doctor and, you know, he did the test for celiac. He checked my thyroid, checked for inflammatory markers, and everything came back negative. He basically told me that as we age, things change and, you know, eat an apple every day, you know, to try to keep regular, and sent me on my way. It was really extremely frustrating and I just felt so defeated, and kind of thought, well, I guess this is the way it is. I had more recently done a kind of a metabolic reset where I was eating a little bit more low carb and trying to like reintroduce complex carbs over time to get my metabolism going a little bit more. And because of that, I was eating, you know, low carbs and a lot of eggs, a lot of dairy, and my symptoms just flared up like crazy. And I was miserable. And I turned to my primary care doctor and just said, what can we do? Like, I can't keep going like this. I felt horrible. And so she offered me two different medications for IBS with constipation. I'm just not a medication person. I just want to know why it's happening and fix the why rather than just taking a medication. So I asked my doctor, I said, can I just try my fiber supplement and just try to be more consistent with that? And she agreed to that plan. And then, you know, you kind of do research on your own on the internet and see what you can find, try to fix things on your own. And when you do that, Facebook just kind of knows that you're looking at something, right? Like you were looking at this pair of shoes, you know, and all of a sudden they're on Facebook. Well, that's what happened to me, except for instead of shoes, you popped up. And your post, was there, your story was there. And it was like the mirror image of my story and what I was going through and the difficulty I had finding help and going in circles and spending a lot of money and just getting nowhere. And so to me, it felt like heaven sent. And I couldn't just pass that up. I couldn't keep scrolling.
Yeah.
So, you know, I met with you and the rest is history.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And as controversial as the tracking is, it's amazing how, you know, in some strange way, Facebook kind of helps us get in front of the people who really need help. And that's where I can really appreciate that is, you know, really that it can help to be a tool to connect those things. Mm-hmm. And so I love your story. I love that's how it seemed, you know, and I hear this story so commonly. It was my story too, just going in circles, not finding answers and really knowing that something's not right in your body, that you're still not feeling good. You're not getting anywhere. Anxiety is high, symptoms are high and reoccurring. And yeah, that, and just to be able to share with people that there is hope. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about maybe what you wanted to accomplish coming into the program, and then also maybe go into where you're at now.
Okay, sure. So I think, you know, when I first signed on, my biggest goal was to get my motility going again so I could just be more comfortable. And I didn't really have an understanding when I first joined of how that was even accomplished. And so I did want to learn, you know, more about food sensitivities and pinpoint what things were bothering me so that I could be in control of the situation rather than the foods controlling me. So, you know, I think so many more things were accomplished than I had even dreamed of. So, you know, I kind of, in my mind, that was what I was here for. But I got so much more out of the program than just identifying my food sensitivities and getting my motility going. So what else happened? So I suffered from a lot of anxiety, and it was affecting me at work. It was affecting me at night. It was affecting my family. I really felt that I couldn't be present because so many situations in my day would just make my anxiety flare. And that was really controlling me and preventing me from being my best self for my coworkers, for my kids, my husband. And since I have finished the program, even before I finished the program, my anxiety is like basically non-existent. I'm in situations where I think to myself, oh, this is going to make me very uncomfortable. I'm going to be really anxious about this. And I find myself preparing myself for that feeling to take over me, and it doesn't. And that is like the most freeing thing that has happened to me in a long time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing. Your anxiety, the anxiety you're struggling with seems so tied in with food and how your body was satiated. And I know there's other things we worked on as well with stress and kind of working through limiting beliefs and things like that. But really like the food piece seemed to shift so much for you from what I could see. Does that seem right? That like, as you figured out in your body wasn't, all the inflammation wasn't happening in your body and you learned what was really serving you well, that those other things just really kind of fell off the table, you know, and weren't so present in life.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to be someone who took like Tums, you know, antacids, multiple times a day. And I think I've used them once in the last 14 weeks.
Wow.
And so that is huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, yeah. Super exciting. And, you know, I've learned so much about how that's tied into the gut and, you know, things aren't moving, you know, you got all this pressure in there and it all makes sense, but I never tied any of that together before. So that is wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you just look so bright and you just have your complexion and your face looks really bright and light, and like hearing your story too. It's so awesome to hear it from your perspective, you know, how much that shift has been for you, like that, not just the food piece, but, and not just the motility piece that you came in wanting to address, but really working on all these different levels and really figuring out what served you, like how it impacted all these different layers and different areas of your life. And, you know, what I think happens is when we figure out the food piece, that opens up space for those other things to happen, you know, like it makes it so much easier to work on your stress and your time and your energy and your limiting beliefs and all those other things, because your body's not in that state of just trying to manage, you know, just surviving. Mm-hmm. Like you give you the space to really look right at how to thrive. So, and I also just want to take a minute to honor you for, like, you know, this process and the tools and the knowledge from the program really seemed like a good fit for you. But also the other piece of that is it takes someone showing up week after week and really being committed to getting better, to healing, and to really, you know, achieving these results that you want. And like you showed up over and over and over again and went above and beyond. And like, that is how you get results, you know, just to continue making these yeah shifts and to continue taking that action. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just the mm-hmm action towards where you want to be. And I mean, it just seems like it paid off in such a big way and created such an amazing shift in your life in so many areas. And I mean, that is such, I just want to honor that and celebrate how much work you did as well to get there. It's not, you have to be committed, right? And like, you have to really
want
that end result, and you right did, and you got it. And it's incredible to
right
witness that. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, thank you. And you do, you know, if you're suffering enough and you're looking for answers, you will be committed. And,
yeah,
you know, it's something that you don't want to do over and over again. So you might as well just do it right the first time, and then you'll know, and you'll be in control, and you'll know just what to do if you need to take that step back and go, you know what, something isn't sitting right with me. It's not serving me well. So, you know, just, you'll have the tools to take that step back and, you know, refresh yourself and then move forward again to figure out what's bothering you. And so that's like so powerful, and it's so worth just doing it right the first time, giving it everything you've got, and the results will be there. It'll pay off.
Yeah, totally. And I love that you're saying, you know, otherwise you just continue to go in circles, right? You have to get to the root cause somehow. And like for you with your story, it sounds like, you know, there was all kinds of different testing and practitioners and things like that, but you weren't getting underneath what was going on for you. So like this major right piece was being overlooked. And yeah, I think that's just such an important piece, is that like as much of a commitment as it is to do something like this, it takes more energy and more time and more resources to just go in circles, and it's exhausting.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Right.
So awesome.
Yeah. And you know, at one time for my anxiety, when it was really at its peak, you know, I was offered an antidepressant. And so like looking back, had I have accepted that antidepressant and accepted these IBS medications, I would not know why this is happening to me, why I'm feeling that way. But I'd have two medications that I'd be taking every day for probably the rest of my life. And, you know, yeah, maybe some people are okay with that, but, you know, I just I'm one of those people that kind of feel like once you start on one medication, you usually earn another one and another one, and now you have a laundry list of meds. And if we can control those things on our own simply by what we're putting in our mouth, that's so much better than taking a medication on so many different levels. So worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing today. And it has truly been such an honor to watch you show up and to be on this journey with you. So I really am grateful to have been part of that. And yeah, it's incredible. I'm so glad that you're feeling good. And yeah, just really thriving right now. It's amazing.